One Longmont City Council member compared the atmosphere as pitches were made with what to do with nearly $1 million similar to that of the TV show, Shark Tank. When the Denver Broncos sold, Longmont received $980,481 that must be used toward youth activity programs. Where specifically that might be is up to the discretion of the city council. The council did not make a decision on Tuesday, but did hear pitches from Longmont Latinx Voices, City Council members Shaquita Yarbrough and Susie Hidalgo Faring, and City Council member Tim Waters on where they might put those dollars. Representatives of Longmont Latinx Voices requested $100,000 to sponsor sports and other extracurricular scholarships for underprivileged children, emphasizing the discrepancies in participation for children of color and poorer families. The organization envisioned this money helping get students into these programs. Longmont Latinx Voices said $50,000 of their ask would go toward equipment, fees and scholarships, $25,000 for fundraising events and $25,000 as seed money for future investment to make this fund last in perpetuity. Yarbrough and Hidalgo presented their idea to build a multi-purpose dome, requesting $700,000. The two proposed a variety of possible uses for the dome, including indoor sports and entertainment, emphasizing the community need for an affordable place for Longmont youth to gather. As proposed, use of the dome would be free for all Longmont residents under 18, but there would be additional funding opportunities. For example, if the dome were utilized as an emergency shelter, there are federal dollars that could be leveraged. Non-resident fees and space rentals could be other revenue sources. Waters made his pitch for $500,000 to go toward the expansion of the Children's Gallery at the Longmont Museum. He proposed pairing that with other dollars from oil and gas royalties, along with the recently $1 million donated by the Stewart Family Foundation for the project. Waters emphasized that this would support an existing asset of the city that aligns with current plans. Unlike Shark Tank, all the proposals had a number of questions still up in the air, which is why the city council did not make a decision Tuesday. Mayor Joan Peck said that at a future council meeting, council would direct staff or the applicants for future actions.